shining.
Warning. The show you're about to hear has been named the best college morning show in the country.
Literally, the only thing that can make me crack up this early is Morning Commute.
The voices of college culture.
Morning Commute makes morning radio great again.
The champions of morning radio.
Y'all always come through with the messy content. We live for that.
Wake up and start your day with Vaught Lee and Justin Chapman.
And now, it's time for Morning Commute.
Man, wake that up.
To the birds, to the bees, to the flowers in the trees, rise and shine. It is time to start your morning commute on this Monday, January 30th. My name is Vaught Lee.
Justin Chapman.
Good morning, Young Wolf.
Good morning, team.
I cannot hear myself.
Yeah, I cannot hear myself
at all.
What's going on?
As you can tell, Young Wolf is back in the studio.
Hey, folks.
You know.
Hello?
Hey, yo.
1, 2, 3. I can't hear anything.
Nah.
Hello? Can the listeners hear us? 1, 2, 3.
Can you hear
it's just us. I can hear the music. I just can't hear us. You know, this is how transparent we are on the show. Monday mornings, back to the same old BS. See, I heard the...
It's up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, good morning, baby.
We'll figure it out.
How we feeling?
Woo, I'm tired. I'm not going to lie. I'm real tired.
Already?
Yeah. It's that Monday morning blues.
Mm-hmm. Young Wolf, we touched on this. Well, first of all, good morning, King.
Good morning,
how
folks. I'm doing good. I'm alive, you know.
We touched on this last week. This is our last like semester doing this. And how does that make you feel? You've been here just as long as us in this hellhole. We got the same sentence.
You know, it's really crazy, honestly. I feel like we got cheated a little bit with COVID. And I feel like that made us
not
come
a little.
Back.
Nah, for real.
But I feel like that also made us come back a little bit stronger. So maybe like we lost a year, but maybe we wouldn't have done what we did these last 2 years.
Some would say
if we didn't kind of have that chip on our shoulder.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. I love it.
Okay. Those adjectives.
I don't know about stronger. I don't know. I just kind of disagree with that.
You been to the gym?
What happened?
I said, you been in the gym?
No, he's wearing a smaller shirt.
No, I actually been.
Smaller?
Yeah.
They have those?
Right. You know, smaller than this guy?
Then what are you already
not going to do? This is not going to do. But I do feel like COVID, like, quickened that process up a bit. You know, it's crazy. I remember the day they told us we had to come to get our stuff and leave.
Wolf and I talk about that all the time.
Depressing.
Like, because he was like, yeah, Wolf knew.
Yeah.
I didn't
he definitely said
but
that.
But he knew.
I went and got my stuff because my teacher, my last teacher that day on that Friday was like, hey guys, just in case we don't have class, this. I was like, in case we don't have class. He was like, yeah, you know, you heard about this thing going around? I was like, you know what? Dad, I'm taking everything just in case. And I'll just bring everything back. And sure enough, boom. So I was chilling. Everybody was like, my shoes.
I was trying to stay positive about it. I'm not going to lie. I was just.
I
always got hope.
I want to be more like you.
Gotta have faith.
I want to be more like
hope,
you when I grow up.
Belief, everything. If you don't, where you going to be at?
What you got into this weekend, Chad?
Me, I actually went to go see my girl. Got a chain, hang good a little bit. You know, same old, same old. We just actually chilled for a bit. We went to Texas Roadhouse. Have you ever been there?
It's a long time ago.
It was packed. And I'm
That's
not
the
talking
spot?
About. What happened?
That's the spot?
Yeah. It was mad white people, so you know it's packed. But it was good food. It's like southern fried food. I hear that. It's like southern fried food, so it's like fried pickles, which I've tried for the first time. And you know, black people fry everything. Mm-hmm. But that right there, what'd you say? Chef's kiss.
I went there like hella years ago for my grandma's birthday. And they did the thing where like they put you for when they sing happy birthday,
they put you
on the saddle, yeah.
Bro, I hate that. That's annoying, not gonna lie. That's annoying. Because what if I don't want to sit in the saddle?
Yeah, the saddle is crazy.
They know what you like. So do I.
You saw the way you looked at me, right?
Nah, don't do that. Because we got to talk about something later.
Nah, we'll talk about that later.
We
got to
talk about something later that you,
breaking news.
You did to yourself.
Breaking news.
You did that to yourself.
I did not do that.
It's okay. You did it to me, too.
What you got it to?
I also was out with my girlfriend
this
weekend. Now, I was going to say the girlfriend, but that sounds weird. With my girl this weekend. I went out with a couple friends, which is something I don't ever do. I went out Friday and Saturday. And I'm going, huh?
No,
what? You said I'm in the streets? What'd you say?
No, I said I wasn't there.
Oh. I'm trying to pull up on you, but you be out.
You be trying to pull up on me when I'm naked in my bed.
And that's why I be trying to pull up on you.
Continue. Because we're going to address all this later.
No, but I was with my girl and a couple friends this weekend, and it was good. And it's crazy because I think as much as I drank water this weekend, I don't feel like I had enough. Like, I just have so much going on, but I left yesterday. I was driving home yesterday, and I put on a song.
You was drinking water and driving?
No, that was sad. I got lit Friday, Saturday. Yesterday, okay. I was driving, and I put on Vashawn Mitchell, and I just started screaming and singing because God's going to bring me through. I'm just going through a lot.
Screaming is crazy.
I'm going through a lot, but God's going to bring me through. There's a will, there's a way, and God don't put you through nothing that you're not supposed to get through.
Amen, so, brother. Amen. You know,
that's my word on today.
Amen. And speaking of the devil, Young Wolf.
Don't do that. Wow. What you're not about to do is that. What you're not about to do is put me up against the Lord. That's what you're not about to do.
Did you say God faced God today? Uh-huh. Oh, not today. He said when you face God, he's going to show you everything.
No, when I say when I face process. God and he brings up certain events, I need to be able to stand firm. The fact that I held it down for
I'm finna look at you like
that I was a soldier.
I'm a soldier. But what you get into this weekend?
Honestly, I didn't do much. I worked.
Oh, my God.
I really just worked.
Man, you were in the streets. And
right.
I ain't doing nothing.
What a change. Flip the script.
Yeah, I did the show Friday. I went to work Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, I didn't do nothing. It was a real chill weekend. You know, my first weekend back at school. So I was just trying to, be like, yeah.
Be back.
Yeah.
Let me do stuff.
Sadly. But yeah, it was
good
chill.
To see you, King.
Good to see y'all too. It's been a while.
Yeah, definitely been a while.
I live with you and it's been a while.
No, for real, you know. I've been busy.
I see you everywhere.
I do see you everywhere. And every facet of my life, you're somehow affiliated. Even this morning.
In the shower.
Somehow.
He was in the shower this morning and he was like, chat, please. I was like, is he on the phone or something?
Somehow I wake up this morning and it's Justin
dreams,
called.
It's the dreams.
Funny how that happens.
Well, let's get into it, man. You're now listening to Morning Commute, Willie P's Morning Show, and the best. Look over at your neighbor and say the best college morning show in the country, live every Monday and Thursday from 8 to 10 a.m. on Brave New Radio. This is Jersey's home for alt hip-hop, man. We're playing the best hip-hop all day, every day, 24/7. You can call us up all morning long. The number is 973-720-2738, or follow us, interact with us at CommuteBNR. We'll be posting on Zaya. We got a great show on the way. Classic Pick Your Poison is back. First one after winter break. Yes, first one of the new year. Plus, Young Wolf has a situation that he needs to know if he's wrong about. And we'll also be getting some stuff off our mind. But after the break, chat, we got headlines?
Yes, we do. We're going to talk about who's back on social media, unfortunately. And we're going to talk about how Family Guy is getting canceled.
Oh, Lord. That show's going to run for the ages. All that and more is on the way, so stay tuned. Happy Monday. Morning Commute on Brave New Radio. Vaunt Leak and Justin Chapman. I wonder, can you hit them that because that key change goes up? Because it starts with I can do all things, and he takes it up.
Like he takes that one key?
So it goes, I can do all things, do that strengthens me. And then he goes, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
I can do all things. I can. Wait, sorry. I can do all things
that strengthen me. Sorry, singing lesson.
I'm trying to think
I am more than a conqueror.
I'm going to play it back during the break, and I'm going to see. I'm going to do it.
We're going to do that. The Conqueror Challenge. We're going to start that. When are you going to start posting more singing videos on your IG, dog?
It's coming up this
semester. Can I get to the yams?
Because the yams was like the tease.
So I actually
which sounds really black of me to say.
Hey, yo. I contacted somebody last night, and we're going to do a collab. We actually did something freshman year, but we never recorded.
Who did you contact?
His name's Joe. He plays guitar.
Monolith?
He's in the music department. No. He plays guitar in the music department. He's a freaking good guitar player. So we did an acoustic. I'm not going to tell you which songs because it's going to be a surprise.
Drop it, yeah.
But we actually did for our project for our class. I was like, dang, that was good. We got to record it, whatever. And then he had left because he lives in a different country. And then now he's back. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
International boy. Uh-huh. He's an island boy.
Nah, he's an island boy.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, I'm not an island boy either.
Nope. He's black.
You know, I tried to give you something.
I'm actually white. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh. Oh my gosh,
please
listeners.
Get it right. Please get it right.
Are we here?
We're here.
Are we here?
We're right.
Good morning.
Why am I not there?
You don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to go there.
I'm scared.
You're black, sir. I think you should identify as exactly what you are. Right. I think everybody should identify exactly what they are.
BIPOC, is that it? Right?
Yes. Tell me what that stands for. Tell me what BIPOC
Black Indigenous.
Wait, wait, wait. I got it. I got it.
I know you know.
Because I was about to start with biracial. I got it.
No.
Black, Indigenous, Pacific Islander.
No.
No
it's
way.
People of color.
Oh, oh.
No way you fumbled it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I definitely fumbled
it. I gave you the two hardest ones.
He doesn't know the POC. He always says Pacific Islander.
Bro, because why is it? Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
Because
POC.
I'm gonna tell you
but
why.
It should just be Hold BI. On. Wait.
I'm gonna
you keep going BIPI. Pacific Islanders PI.
But like I'm thinking of I'm it as one word instead of like P and the I. You know what I'm saying?
No, here's the thing though, because Black and Indigenous people have a unique experience between those of like just people of color.
Okay, African
so because of like Black people's enslavement and the displacement of Native Americans, the Indigenous people, their experiences are different than like a typical just person of color. So you can't just say people of color when referring to those specific experiences.
Come on with the African
American. I just don't understand why we have to
I do work for the Center for Diversity and Inclusion.
Of color. Why we have to put the POC? Why we just can't say P?
Because it's people of color.
Yeah.
Because it's not just people would be
everywhere. You're just saying Black Indigenous people is BIP.
Exactly.
Who made this up so I can speak with them?
You're the only one that's having issues.
It's only you.
This coalition.
The rest of us got it.
The rest of us got it.
We're going to change some things.
Our white listeners even knew.
Exactly.
They're listening like,
come on, Justin. They definitely did not know.
Now they actually have to know.
Come on, Justin.
It was like peas, okra, and corn.
He's okra and corn. Got it.
Come on now. I ain't that down bad.
The C stands for chitlins.
I ain't that down bad. You know what's crazy? I know some white folks that are like more woke than I am. And it's crazy. It's like,
oh my gosh.
I should be more woke, but like.
This is kind of like.
I'm almost getting there.
This is on topic, but kind of not. So you know that there's a song by G Herbo called Kill Stuff.
Nah.
And it's like apparently a black.
Look at me.
It's apparently a black staple. Mm-hmm. And I went to this party and there's all these white people and they knew every word to the song. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, steak and rice.
I'm not going to lie. The white parties I've been to, they've been playing mad black music. Oh, and I'm like, okay.
But
wait till I hear a word.
Just straight white people or is there
straight white people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you go to like the white clubs and stuff, yeah, they play like the white people music. But if you just go to like a house party or something with white people, they are down. Like,
they playing straight Fetty Wap. Like,
yeah, like
I want you to be mine again, baby. Sit down.
They be playing, yeah, please. They play Finito. I'm like, whoa. Come on. This is crazy.
I love this conversation. Black History Month is in 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
And you're a disgrace to like the community.
I'm a disgrace to
Pacific Islanders.
Oh my god.
You said it so calmly.
Because we've gone over this already. This isn't the first time we had the convo. Yeah. I was like, all right. Yeah. And that was what? That was around Indigenous People's Day.
That was in November, October.
Now we're 3 months later, right before Indigenous. Black History Month. You still don't know.
That's crazy. And I gave you the two hard words.
I'm going to learn.
He gave you the hard stuff.
I'm enrolling in Africana World Studies, okay?
Are you?
No.
You got to talk to Dr. Wallace.
I'm going to go talk to my dad. He's on top of that. Oh,
wow. God. All right. Well.
Learning lesson.
More learning. Yeah, right? Let's get a headline shot.
The reading rainbow.
Take a look in a book. Is that what you said? Reading rainbow? Yeah. I can't do anything.
Elon Musk lifts former President Donald Trump's Twitter ban. We're in danger. His account was banned following the events of January 6th, which is 2 years ago. And Musk, he put out a poll on Twitter, which is crazy, a Twitter poll, to see if they wanted the former president back on the social media platform. The people have spoken. Trump will be reinstated. Now, first of all, why would he give this over to the people of Twitter to decide if, I'm going to call him a suspect.
I love that name.
Should be allowed back on Twitter when we know what he's capable of. The poll includes 15 million votes. 15 million votes.
Damn.
His Facebook and Instagram accounts will also be reinstated following an announcement from Meta just a couple of days ago.
Could you imagine if all people in positions of power or like dictatorship made their decisions based off Twitter polls? Could you imagine if like we just said screw the entire American election system and just started like Joe Biden, Donald Trump on Twitter, and it was a poll or like an IG story poll.
Imagine.
That'd be a vibe.
That's crazy.
I
not that this is to the same magnitude, but it's still like, come on, Elon.
That guy's a joke to me. He asked me.
Elon is crazy. I think that, you know, while obviously Trump is Trump, if you're gonna, there's a lot of people that could be banned as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think he, I think he's either, he either had to do like a swift ban of like a good amount of people, or
who else are you saying, like who else are you implying could be banned?
I feel like the amount of,
we couldn't ban,
have
Osama,
you been on Twitter?
I'm about to say
ban Osama from Twitter.
What?
He's dead.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We couldn't do that. So who else are you like implying?
I'm saying that the amount of Twitter trolls that you just see saying the most ridiculous stuff.
But Trump is not just a troll though. He's also he's also incited a riot.
But he's that makes it even worse that he's like out and like open about what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing that you like. I agree that he shouldn't. But I'm saying like, what's the justification that other people should be banned? So Elon like. It was like, this was like the most minuscule of Elon's problems to like unban him.
No, what I'm saying is Elon should have, like, the choice is either go in there and really clean up Twitter and go ban like these accounts and like all this stuff, or, you know, Twitter's just going to be free reign for whatever, you know, stuff that's going to be up there. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I feel like they have standards that they're not meeting.
But that's what I'm saying. If he's not going to meet the standards at this point, like, what do we expect?
Because the thing about Trump, like I said, he's out and open about it. But then with the Twitter trolls, like, at least they can hide behind, like, a, you know, no picture or whatever, or like some crazy name. But yeah, like you said, like, I feel like if we're allowing Trump to be back on Twitter, then we have no, there's no more, I don't want to say there's no more censorship, but like, there's no more, like, meeting those standards.
With the line.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, at that point. Like,
I don't know. They need to get it together.
But I don't have Twitter, so I can't even really speak to this.
Really? I have Twitter. I don't be on it like that. But like, when I go on there, it'd be some crazy things.
I'm not going to lie. They'd probably ban me if I was on Twitter.
I'd ban you.
I'm not going to lie.
We're going to put up a poll. Yeah.
You guys ever been banned or like you had like a post get taken down from like Twitter or Instagram or something like that?
Yes, I did. Because it had music, though.
Oh, no, yeah. Not for nothing like...
That wasn't spicy. I thought you were about to say something spicy.
Oh, dude.
Nah. Yeah, I posted myself naked and then...
You know?
Bro, they wouldn't even take that down. Come on now.
Honestly, Snapchat, though.
You want to see this on Twitter? That they won't? Honestly?
Yeah.
Because that's a thing.
Yeah, dude. See, that type of stuff should get banned, honestly. There's children on that app.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's your mother?
Yeah. I mean,
probably
it's on
Twitter.
It's on every
She's
other
in
social
the video.
Media. Oh my God.
It's her.
His mom's on the
It's my mom.
Now, what would you do?
It's not my dad.
Hi, I'm John Quinones.
Wait. Whoa. Actually, so video, I'll send it to you. Go ahead.
No need.
No, please don't.
In other news, Jay Leno, former host of The Tonight Show, is recovering from a motorcycle accident last week that left him with multiple broken bones. And this is like a couple months ago, he got his, like, half of his face burned.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Jay Leno's in, like, his 70s.
Is this guy, like, trying to live on the edge? Like,
no, because he's, like, a big car guy. So he was doing something with his car a couple months ago, and one thing hit another, and then, like a fire started in his face. And now he got in this motorcycle accident. This happened on Friday. He said he was, quote, clotheslined, knocked off his motorcycle, and injured with broken ribs and other injuries. In a crash not far from the Burbank, California facility that houses his cars and motorcycle collection. He said, quote, I got a broken collarbone, couple of broken ribs, and two cracked kneecaps. But other than that, I'm okay. Two cracked kneecaps is crazy. He walked like that?
He still got all that chin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was under that.
Had a chin not break.
Come on, crimson chin.
Wow.
Boom.
Enough for the prayers to Jay Leno.
Yeah. But like,
but that's
slow down.
Yeah.
70-something years old. You can't be living on the
edge.
Go
to a
like
country
that.
Club and like.
Yeah, exactly.
Go talk to the old people.
Have you ever been to a country club?
I haven't.
I've been to.
Because it just seems very racist.
I went to a country club last year, 2 years ago. Not, I didn't go. I did go, but I wasn't like for that purpose. I had a family member had like a anniversary party or something there, so I went there for that. So I was just looking around. This, ironically, a lot of country clubs around Trenton.
So. Around Trenton,
yeah.
Right.
Like in the nice areas of Trenton. So like, imagine
nice
Trenton's Patterson. So there's country clubs in like the Montclair and the Wayne.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I expect it to be in Wayne.
Yeah, not Trenton.
That's what I didn't say in Trenton. I said around.
Oh, okay, right, okay. Just make sure you emphasize the around next time.
Mm-hmm.
Around.
What'd you say? Next headline: there was a shooting in Jersey City this morning.
That's normal.
I happen to have partaken in a couple of country clubs.
I thought you were about to say, I have partaken in a couple of those Jersey City shootings.
What did we just
I am the shooter.
Confessing over there.
Right?
Oh, that's where he was at last Thursday.
No. Wow. But yeah, no, I'm not from the ghetto like you folks. So
rat-tat-tat-tat.
I indeed have.
Yes, you are from the ghetto.
I'm actually not.
Yeah? Let's go to your home, okay?
We can. There's
Jews. Put your address out there so we can meet you there.
Beautiful people.
Wow. Leaking Young Wolf's address in 30 minutes. Please be there.
Come
to B&R. All
right.
Nipsey Hussle's fans are torn after a joke what was made in the past episode of Family Guy. And the joke was made 2 years ago, and he said, I don't know about them, but they're going to have holograms of Tupac and Nipsey Hussle, who I never heard of, and who I never heard of and then was told to care immensely about. Family Guy, what's up with that? Who's Seth Green's like?
Seth MacFarlane.
MacFarlane. Yeah. Who's Seth Green then?
Robot Chicken.
There we go. Seth MacFarlane. What's going on? Come on, guys.
I'm confused.
What happened?
What's offensive about this? I'm not claiming ignorance. I'm actually curious.
Because
he says I was told not to.
He was told to care about.
Yeah.
But he really doesn't care.
Okay. Okay. Got you. Okay.
I mean, to be fair, Family Guy is equal opportunity with the hate. If you watched any like Family Guy clips and stuff, they've been doing, you know.
Nah, we got one episode. We got to do a top five of like hateful comments on these shows. Because you ever watch South Park? South Park is crazy.
No, crazy, yeah.
Crazy.
Family Guy, they done had like a fake Bin Laden on there and all types of stuff. Like,
Family Guy be on it, though. I don't know what Seth MacFarlane be like if he be time traveling.
Bro, that's the team, bro. That's the team.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what all of them just be like.
Having a great team.
Out of their minds, just sitting at
they
the
They be
table.
Knowing.
Yeah, so you honestly, if you're watching. Also, Nipsey fans watching Family Guy. I didn't expect that kind of crossover, but respect
but
to that.
It took a while, though, because this was 2 years ago.
Oh, and they just found out? Yeah, that makes sense. Right.
Everybody watches Family Guy, though.
Because they got, like, one of the most, this is another top five, one of the best theme songs of all time.
Yes, absolutely.
What's their theme song?
It Seems Today.
That's
another one. That top five, the TV theme songs?
I don't know if it's top five.
Nah, it's top
five. It's not top five, but I'm saying that's another top five.
I'll put it
in my top five.
It's definitely, I would say Family Guy's in the top.
Maybe animated top five.
Top 25, period.
Oh, shows?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Show
yeah.
theme songs, period.
Oh, okay, show theme songs.
Probably so.
I agree.
25 is valid.
I don't know, Family Matters.
There's been a lot of TV shows, though.
Family Matters?
Yes.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Full House?
I never watched Full House.
Full House theme song.
What is wrong with you?
Full House theme song is classic.
That's Everywhere So Raven, he has not watched. Would you just say Full House, he has not watched? Not an episode?
Oh, so you're just not black.
I've watched an episode of So Raven. I haven't watched an episode of Full House.
Wow. You're crazy.
It just didn't.
I like a different world.
Now we're gonna watch Full House together.
Watch party.
You're not gonna record it? Yeah.
You never watched it either?
You never watched it either?
No, he's shaking his head at
Oh, you shaking your head at me?
Oh, he's saying, shame!
Shame!
Shun.
If you haven't seen Full House, I don't care what race you are. Full House is like a TV staple. Yeah, it was part of the TGIF.
I don't even like Fresh Prince either, but I watch Fresh Prince.
It wasn't on some like 6 a.m. Nick.
No, it was part of TGIF.
No, it was Nick at Night.
It was TGIF on ABC. Back when that was.
Nah, I saw it in the morning.
Oh, yeah, it was on
Nick
too, but like that was reruns.
I used to watch him at late at night.
I said that like any of us were alive when it was actually.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to say,
what are you talking about?
So that was over the break, I was having a convo with my dad about TGIF.
He just turned into an old head real quick.
Right.
Yeah, it was on TGIF back in the 40s.
Y'all kids wouldn't know nothing about that.
Back when we were doing sit-ins.
Not sit-ins.
Wow. That's all the shootings Young Wolf's in. Yeah, that's all we got for headlines. After the break, you know what time it is. Pick your poisons back, baby. We're going to give you two options, and you have to choose ye this day. You can pick your poison on our Instagram story at CommuteBNR. We'll be posting that up in a little bit. Pick your poisons up after the break. Don't move. Happy Monday.
Morning Commute on Brave New Radio with Vaughn Leak and Just Chapman. Good morning.
Come on. Chocolate stank, cake batter swirl.
Do that slip again? That one was on point. That was better than mine.
I've been told.
Whoa. Let's not go there, buddy.
See, this is the type
of stuff. We don't want to make this competition, all
right? This is the type of stuff that makes people think certain things about you.
Who can slurp? First of all, I just did what I usually do when we come in on the show. He comments that my slurps are better than his.
No, exactly. That
just
was the
sound. The sound, bro. The sound. The sound was good.
You asking him to re-slurp?
Because it's better than yours?
Yeah.
You asking him to double back on the
slurp?
Well,
it's not better than mine. That's all I'm trying to let you know.
You literally said that.
I said it was good, but it's not better than mine.
There's people in this room.
Let's run that
There's
back.
People listening at home.
Let's run
the
it back.
Gaslighting is crazy.
Did he not just say that?
He did. You
he
said,
definitely just said that one might have been better than mine.
You
did. Exactly
might have.
And then I said,
never said,
I've
it
been
was.
Told.
Never said it was.
You're arguing semantics. Neither one of you could slip as good as me, but.
Prove it.
No.
I really hope my dad doesn't think I'm gay. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just not.
He's
I,
like, you.
I identify as what I am. I don't tell people. Yeah. I don't. U-I-G-A-Y.
Yeah. My sister's talking about that. Literally.
Wow. Wow.
I love that our families, let me just say, like, and this is not going to sound cheesy, but like, I love that our families all know about each other. Like, you were telling me that your sister now knows about my Lizzo obsession.
Yeah.
And then, so like, funny. And then my dad be like asking about you and like sometimes you, but he's still like getting to know you because he's listened to the show forever. So I just love this.
Yeah.
Nice. And then like we're in a group chat with me and Chap are in a group chat with Chap's girl, and like she'd be like talk about the show like live, like live tweeting essentially. I just love it.
It's correspondent.
It's almost as if
on the air correspondent.
It's almost as if we're friends.
She lets us know if we can hear each other because Young Wolf don't know how to work mics.
You know, but it's funny how they heard
like
you.
Somebody texted me and said get the mics together. I was like, if you heard Young Wolf's if the mics are not working, then you know I am not on the board today.
Right. You know, maybe you should be on the board.
But you look great. Let me just say that.
Ooh, he said you look great. Say thank Ooh. You. You don't got no manners? Come on now.
Damn.
What did your parents teach you, huh?
You know what? Outcast, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to take this from any of you.
I don't want to hear it. When you stop shopping at Children's Place, then you can talk
Bro,
to me.
Bro, it's not
about
a Children's Place. It's straight Paxson.
It's Baby Gap.
It's straight
okay?
Paxson.
Baby Gap for
okay,
Baby
Tyler
Gap.
Okay, Tyler
Perry. It's Amazon for kids, okay? That's what it is. You still got the child locks on your Netflix.
This morning. I'm going to be respectful this morning.
I don't want to hear it.
Great vibes.
And I need that hat to fit the fit.
What hat?
To fit.
Foot Hill?
What's your hat say? Let me see.
My hat?
Yeah,
change.
Oh, okay, I couldn't. The thing was in the way.
Oh, yeah, change.
I don't want your hat.
But do you
don't
want
to know that then?
Might have been up somebody's butt. So.
What?
Whose butt do you think that this hat would fit in?
Why would you? Let me know.
Oh!
Whoa. I missed the butt joke. I missed the joke.
Wow.
Now I want to know whose butt is hat size.
Top of the morning, man.
He's talking about you. Subtly.
Subtly?
Subtly.
Subtly.
Yo, what's going on?
All right, enough of it. Okay.
Book emoji.
Nah. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because I started that.
Yeah,
I started that.
Can't
don't
read
do that.
Now.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't
subtly.
Do that. Don't do that. Because he didn't know about that until subtly. The other day. We explained what it was.
Oh, my gosh. That's mad
that.
Funny.
Don't do that.
It's good.
Let's do it. Guys, right now, it's time to play
Pick Your Poison!
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, dude? I'm ready, Slick. Are you? Oh, yeah.
There could be only one thing that's causing it. It's
Girl,
the Freddy Hopper. Oh, Lord.
Shout out to Mr. Crocker.
Happy Monday, baby.
We back.
I love it. Morning commute. I'm sorry if you're listening to us in the student center. Morning, I said morning commute. Pick Your Poison. It's like an extreme version of Would You Rather. We're going to give you two options, and you have to choose this day on which one you would do. We're getting ready to post it on our IG story so you can pick along with us. I don't think we should do Pick Your Poison in February. We shouldn't be picking nothing during Black History Month. We should just boycott.
Well, some of us still can't read, so maybe that's all we're good for.
Shut up.
All
right, Young Wolf, what's the Pick Your Poison, King?
Okay, so Pick Your Poison today is Pick Your Poison. Your crush be able to read your mind, or your crush be able to have access to your search history.
Say it one more time for the people in the back.
Pick Your Poison. Your crush be able to read your mind, or have access to your search history.
See, there's pros and cons to both of these, right? Because I think I already know which one I'm choosing. However,
I know which one I'm choosing.
If my crush can read my mind, then like that's everything. Actually, I'm changing my mind. At first, I was gonna say read my mind because I'm a pretty open and blatant person anyway. But at the same time, some things are just aren't meant to be said out loud. So I'm gonna go
like
with
what?
Have access to your internet history.
Like what?
That you can't read.
Like
you
what?
Are illiterate.
Like what?
I just told you.
Like what?
One time.
Two times.
And my internet history isn't that bad. I'll show you my internet history. I'll pass it around in the room.
Let's see it.
My internet history is like, it's just like a fraction of like, of me. But my mind is everything. So I'm going with internet history.
I'm scared to read Vaughn's mind. Don't know what you'll get out of that. I'm going to go with internet history too. Only because my internet, you're not going to find anything. You're really not going to find anything on my Instagram. Internet history.
What about your Twitter?
My Twitter, you're not going to find anything either. Mm-hmm. I don't be on Twitter, so, you know.
I don't believe that.
But up here, I be thinking some.
You definitely do
things.
Be on your Twitter, dog. I followed you, and I be like, this dude tweets a lot.
But I don't, though.
I pull up your tweets right now.
I'll go in there for like 5 minutes when I'm on the toilet, and then like retweet 3 things and cut it out.
No, but you be tweeting like motivational, like. Hold on.
Bro, look at the time difference between those.
I'm not saying that you don't be posting, like, period. I'm just saying that you do be posting. Because you're making it seem like you're not posting nothing.
Off air, I have a question for you toilet phone users.
Why? Why off air? I got to be up here, huh?
Because we're doing Pick Your Poison right now.
We're open.
Because we're playing a game. I don't want to intrude on the game, but.
Look, this is 2 tweets on one day, two tweets the day before. Yeah.
And what's the time between those two tweets and the other 2 tweets?
2:01 a.m., 4:03 a.m. I'm making that up.
Right. I'm about to say.
You be mass
up at that time.
Why you be mass tweeting? That's weird, too.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm feeling real motivational, real enlightened.
Real constipated.
And I just got to share my blessing. Real constipated. Speak about God.
We don't want any blessings from you on a toilet.
So do you wash the phone?
Do I wash the phone?
Because you're using the phone on the toilet.
That is a great question.
That's why everybody to be like, yo, be on my phone on the toilet. I've always wondered, like, so, because you wash your hands and you go back on your phone.
But you got to think about the number of things that
but
you
I'm
do.
Not like, but you, like on my phone.
But
like,
you was just.
You got that on video. I love it. We have visuals now.
But you just was like, you was just sitting there on the toilet. And now you was.
Bro, texting. I'm not dipping my hand in the toilet bowl.
But you wash your hands when you're done. Right?
I get what you're saying, though, because you wash your hands anyway.
But my phone is not anywhere near, like.
But your hands don't touch the handle neither. But you wash your hands.
Your hands, you wash them.
But I have to, you know, wipe.
He's not
like,
answering, so the answer's no.
Come on.
He's not.
But I have to wipe. So I'm saying I need to wash my hands.
But you also wash your hands after. Okay, but so your hands touch the toilet, the doo-doo toilet paper chocolate stank.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with the phone? I put my phone down, then I do that. What are you talking about?
He's not.
I don't. But like, I don't. Think
I don't. I don't get your question.
The fact that when you're touching your phone,
I'm on my phone, right?
Okay.
I'm on the toilet, right?
You sit down.
When I'm ready to wipe, I put my phone in my pocket. I wipe.
Your pocket?
Yes, my pocket.
Wait,
I have shorts.
Wait. How you put your phone in your pocket? Going to the bathroom.
Well, I see the shorts.
So you be down here with it. Nah, because the motion you hit.
You've been alive 22 years.
He was up here with it.
He's been
bro,
alive 22
no,
years.
Y'all bugging
I'm
right
sure
now.
There's been a time that you wiped and then still picked your phone back up.
No, bro, because when I wiped, I'm
pants
done.
Up, your phone's still in your pocket. You definitely
but
like,
I'm not touching my phone.
What if you're wearing pants that
until
don't have
I wash my
you
hands?
Your phone
exactly.
You.
Oh my god.
Not all the pants I sleep
you
in.
You telling me them
have
jeans?
Pockets.
You could slip the phone in the jeans pocket?
Bro, it's down here. Yes.
Yachty, I need you to call it. As a matter of fact, she's part of the show now. I want her to call in and I want her to validate that you put your phone in your pocket every
bro,
time.
Bro, she's
you,
not in the bathroom
it.
With me.
Nah, you what be leaving it? The door open. You one of them. You feel like I feel like you one of them.
Nah, I do not leave. I have to close it.
All right. Next question. Right. Right.
Wait. So. Do y'all clean y'all phones?
I don't be on my phone on the toilet, though. That's why I was asking.
No.
Mr. Leakness?
No. No.
You don't? You also use your phone on the toilet? I don't. I believe it. Sometimes.
So you tell me you're sitting on the toilet like.
My phone be by the sink. My phone be by the sink. I try not to make that a long experience. I do what I gotta
oh,
do.
Oh, see, that's the difference between you and me, buddy. The toilet is like my thinking time. I need to sit down and just relax.
Nah, I handle my hand.
So it'll be like 45 minutes.
Okay, what about after intercourse?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about my phone. I'm doing whatever, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this man don't be.
Wait, what are you supposed to clean your phone with? Like, are you supposed to just grab a baby wipe and.
I just feel like I don't know the answer to that, but that's why I don't use my phone on the toilet, because I don't know how I would clean my phone properly.
I feel like your phone touches dirtier stuff and we still use it.
That is true. You drop your phone on the street.
Yeah, but if I drop my phone on the street, I might give it a little.
Now you just on, it's on you.
Yeah, but you wash your clothes anyway.
Yeah, after you take them off, but that whole day you have it on you. I'm just saying, because you brought up this conversation.
I'm saying there's a big difference between like that and like, all right, now you sat on the toilet. You own your phone. And then you're going to wash your hands and go right back to touching your phone. I just feel like that's a real, like, doodoo it's boy. Too soon.
Bro, I feel like you're overthinking this.
I don't know. I've always wondered that, though. Like, this is going on for years. Like, when people talk about how they use their phone on the toilet. I don't know.
Okay. To answer your question, Mr. Leakness, about intercourse. Do I wash my phone or do I wash myself?
I feel like both was the question. What both? Are you doing?
Well, obviously, I have to wash myself.
Yeah.
But, like, my phone, like, I'm not touching my phone, like, during intercourse.
After?
Yeah, because yeah. I washed myself, so, yeah. like, I can touch my phone.
Don't you like, wash yourself after every time you have intercourse, though?
Yeah, take a shower.
But after every time?
After every time, not after every time. See, like, and we hitting the, saying. The, you know, the quickie.
Quickie, you got to balance, yeah.
Right.
Also, it depends on how far we're going.
All right.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if we're hitting, like, second base, third base, maybe able to, but if we're all the way home, then, yeah, I'm probably. Yeah.
Do you like the way I flick my tongue or no?
Wow.
Pick your poison.
Wow.
I'm just saying. You know?
It's a gotta, wait, sorry. What are we choosing? What are we choosing?
Oh. I'm going with internet history.
Internet
Wolf history. Didn't explain. Or didn't
yeah, you didn't go.
I'm also going
to
go
derive
internet history just because reading my mind is crazy.
Right.
Like we just walk by and see like
right.
a baddie walk by and I'm like.
Thinking all types of things.
Yeah, you just know what's going on
He's
in
like,
there.
He's like, Lord,
oh,
forgive me.
Oh dear, like she's introduced me to one of her friends and I'm like. It's just problematic. So yeah. Yo.
All right.
Well, that's Pick Your Poison. That's on our IG story right now, so go check that out and let us know which one you would do. Pick Your Poison. Have your crush be able to read your mind or have access to your entire internet history. Again, have your crush be able to read your mind or have access to your entire search history. It's on our story at @CommuteBNR. After the break, we are going to... Young Wolf is going to tell us...
Yes, sir.
...a little situation story that he's in. And
I'm scared about this.
He's going to let us know if... Or we're going to let him know if he's wrong in our segment.
Well, he probably is, but...
Am I wrong?
Probably is wrong.
Yeah, shout out. Very creative and unique name. So, all that and more is on the way. Stay tuned. Happy Monday. Our video guy out here talking about, he was just bragging about how he met this dude on Power. And then he was like, oh, that was the day after I met SZA. Just trying to throw that out there.
Right.
You know, humble flex. It's okay. You know, I was on Power King. Crickets.
Dead air.
Well, beep, beep.
Nope. Sir, what episode were you on?
Morning Commute. I was on season 2, episode 6 of Power Book.
He just remembers.
Of Raising Kanan.
The second and the minute and the second.
Yeah.
That she was
I was an extra at a bar. I don't understand. Now, we've talked about this on the show before. I had to, like, shave my, like, beard and mustache. Like, all my facial hair for, like, a shot that I don't even think you saw my face in. And it was, like, 2 seconds. But, like, they make you... And I told myself after that I was never, like, doing, like, an extra roll again because I was like, that's... Not that I have a lot of facial hair, but I was just like, it took a long time for this to grow, this little bit, and I had to shave it for a two-second gig that was less than $400.
I mean, at least you got paid.
Yeah. Paid no mind. No, I'm kidding.
That too.
Yeah. It's Morning Commute. Right now it's time for Am I Wrong? And what this is... we have a situation from Sir Young Wolf over here. That's why he's been missing for so long. Because
right.
he's been
in a lot of situations
dealing with some things.
Just came out of jail.
And he thinks he's wrong for something. We have not heard this story yet, so Young Wolf, please tell us what you're dealing with, what you're going through. Get it off your chest.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing, right? So my problem is that I'm kind of in what you call a situation with a young lady. Right? And so...
A young lassie.
A young man?
Right. Whoa. Okay. Right. Young lady. And this young lady wants to take it to the next level, being an official relationship, which I'm not opposed to.
Which is... That's saying a lot for Young Wolf.
Right. I'm not opposed to it. You know, it's crazy. I don't do relationships, but I'm not opposed to it. But the thing is, this lady is also planning on going to Miami for spring break with her girls. So I said...
well, if you want to go to Miami, you can go to Miami, but you're going to Miami single. I'm not going to sit up here and be in a relationship with you and then say, oh, yeah, my girlfriend, she's out there in Miami with her girls for spring break. I'm never going to be that guy. That's what I said. I would like to know if y'all think that I'm wrong for this statement here.
So you want to know if you're wrong for not cuffing her before she goes?
Yes.
I just feel like you're stretching it a bit.
What do you mean?
So, like, what's the basis of your reasoning that she has to be single and she can't be with you?
My point is that if you're going to be with me, then you're not going to Miami.
So that sounds like a dictatorship.
You.
I'm not going to
no.
lie. Wow. This sounds like you're over this relationship, that you're having full control, and it sounds very toxic, sir.
Here's the thing, though. Because he said that, see, I'm not dumb. I'm thinking about this, right? So if you want to go to Miami, that's no problem. But you can't be like, oh, I want to be in a relationship with you, da da da.
But what's wrong with being in a relationship and going to Miami?
Because you want to go to Miami with your girls for spring break, but you want to be in a relationship.
And I can have fun in Miami and still come back to my partner.
But I feel like those two mindsets are just not the same.
But that's the mindset you think.
No, because if I want to be in Miami.
Going to Miami right after being single for a period of time is like, no.
Yeah, like, you can't. Tell me you want to be in a relationship and then also tell me, yeah, I want to go to Miami with my girls.
Because there's no saying that something will happen. I get what you're saying. No,
like
I'm taking Chap's side and saying that there's no saying that like something won't happen, but there's also no saying that something won't happen.
Exactly.
You can quickly forget that you're in a relationship because it's so fresh.
Right. And furthermore, I don't even care if anything happens. My big
so you don't
thing,
care for your relationship.
No, my big thing at the end of the day is like
you don't want to look dumb.
Yeah, you're not about to be like, because even if you're not literally doing anything, you're going to be friendly. You're going to be chatting up people to get free drinks. I already know how y'all be of water. So, like.
Y'all be? Who's y'all?
Y'all
I was
as
laughing
in,
at a water.
Y'all as in, you know, the women. So, you're not going to sit up here and be like, oh, yeah, I want to be in a relationship, da 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 da. And then in the next breath, you're like, oh, yeah, let me and my girls go to Miami for spring break. Like, nah. If you want to do that, that's cool, but then do it single.
And you know
then,
what? Oh, sorry, finish.
No, I was going to say, do that single, and then when you come back, maybe we can have that conversation about whether or not a relationship is in the cards.
And you know what, Wolf? I feel you. You know why? Mm. Because over the summer, Alyssa, my girlfriend, went to Mexico for her sister's bachelorette bridal shower party, whatever. And we were, like, talking and dating, but we weren't, like, official. And I was not about to cuff it down because not only was she in Mexico, there's more. Mm-hmm. Nick, what were you doing on August 12th?
Wow.
Oh, I was in Hoboken.
Yeah?
With you.
Yeah, that's my birthday. When Alyssa, on August 12th, on my birthday, was in Mexico.
In Mexico.
Okay, and?
She's in Mexico getting drinks, water.
Respectfully, she's not your woman. Also, this trip could have been planned.
That was a part of
this could have been planned. Beforehand.
It was planned beforehand, but her sister should have known that I was going to try to cuff it down, so why was she scheduled to
But her sister doesn't know you.
Her sister does know me.
Well, her sister doesn't care about you.
She should have been like, oh, no, Vaughn's birthday is on the 12th. Let's move the trip to the next day.
Yeah, that's just, I feel like that's
We're going to revolve everything about Vaughn. Nah.
That's common courtesy.
Nah, I agree with
She got the deal.
Ain't no way my shorty better be out of the country on my birthday.
On my 21st birthday.
That's crazy.
Respectfully, I feel like if she knew, then I can see.
And, like, I trust my girl, and... Yeah, I trust my girl, and I know that, you know, nothing would have happened, but it's always the thoughts of what if, not even thoughts, it's like fears. The fears of, like, what if, the insecurities. And like I said to Wolf, because she and him have both been out of relationships prior, there's the tendencies of, like, yo, I'm not cuffed down. Again, not to say I don't trust my girl or Nick don't trust his girl, but you never know. Things can happen.
And more so the point, and this is what I said to her, too. I trust you, yes. But you should not make me have to rely on that trust for you to, like, just be out here wilding. You know what I mean? I trust you to make the right decisions when you happen to get put in these tough situations. But don't put yourself in situations where I'm forced to have to just rely on my trust for you. I feel like that's wild. You know what I mean? Because now you're putting me in a crazy position.
He should be the only one doing that.
I feel like you're putting yourself in that position.
How?
She's just trying to go have fun.
In Miami?
In Miami.
Spring break?
Spring break with her girls? With her girls that are already active?
You're assuming that this is going to happen from what you know goes down to Miami. But that's not a certain thing that she's going down there to do that. Maybe she's going down there to go to church or something. I don't know. But that's very unrealistic.
It's a church retreat.
It's very unrealistic. But my thing is, she's just going down there to have fun. And you're saying, oh, don't make me do that. First of all, that sounds very toxic. Don't make me do this. She's not making you do anything. She's trying to go have fun. You're making yourself think about that trust. You're relying on that trust because your trust, the foundation of that trust, is not grounded in you.
Here's the thing, though. If she wants to do that, that's fine. Go have fun. But then don't go. Don't also be like, oh, I want to be in a relationship and you want to go in Miami and have fun. Go have fun.
So then go with her. Right.
See?
Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it.
See?
Go spy on her, I guess.
No, but here's the thing. But that's not about to be my vibe. My moral of the story is, my only point is that I don't mind the Miami trip, but you got to do that single. And then when you come back, we could talk about being in a relationship and all that stuff.
My girl was in Mexico for my 21st birthday, and I didn't cuff it down until after.
I'm about to slide.
Exactly.
So she came back. No,
but the after. I feel like after the trip is valid. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be in this trip, but, like, yeah.
You know, she could have met a Mexican. Jesus.
I'm not going to lie. Ooh.
What?
No, never mind.
I'm not
Let's go to break. All right.
We got to go.
So, in the end, is Young Wolf wrong? I don't think you're wrong.
Thank you.
I think you're... I wouldn't say you're completely wrong, but you have to think about this. have a broader
book a trip yourself. That's all.
You're so narrow.
Narrow?
Yeah. Wow. Got to open up your mind to things. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Sit on the toilet and think about it for a minute.
Sit on the toilet with my
phone?
Without
your phone.
Yes.
Without your phone.
Right.
All right, well, that was Am I Wrong? Up in the next hour, what's on your mind? We're just going to vent, get some things off our chest. Plus, we got to talk about Gabrielle Union and what she's saying on social media. But after the break, chat, we got headlines?
Yes, we do. I'm sorry. Hold on. Yes, we do. We're going to talk about the issue that's happening in NYC with the fat rats and Kanye yelling at the paparazzi.
Mm-mm-mm. All that and more is on the way, so stay tuned. Happy Monday.
Morning Commute on Brave New Radio with Vaughn Lee and Just Chapman. That's that trend.
Shut up, Jersey City. Jeez. Another shooting.
We actually did not hear about another shooting yet.
Honestly, we're probably not looking.
Let's see what's going on in trend.
Google it. Let's see.
Let's see what's
Jersey
going on
City happenings.
I feel like mad people just get shot in Jersey City.
Trend news.
No, look up Jersey City, fool.
Oh, I'm looking up trend. You look up Jersey City.
Jersey City.
Let's see. Trenton double shooting leads to barricade situation. Suspect remains on the loose. One day ago.
Wait, how is the suspect on the loose if they barricaded the situation?
I don't know. He got away.
That's crazy.
Yo, this is crazy. He's right here.
Man,
he's right here.
Man shot multiple times on Forest Street in Jersey City.
Oh my God, that's around the corner.
One day ago.
That's around the corner.
This is sad. Oh, we need to do a Trenton Jersey City bit every episode. Just see how many times we see news.
That would be scary.
Wow.
Jersey City authorities are investigating a shooting incident that left a man seriously wounded.
Trenton school safety needs top priority recognition.
I'm not going to lie. We shouldn't be laughing about these people getting shot. You never know what happened. These people have families and whatnot. You know, we should be.
Man found shot in his back in Jersey City dies.
Nah, that's crazy.
We shouldn't laugh. Wait, yeah,
that was the producer.
Person shot twice on Jersey City Street early Sunday. Fatal shooting in
Wait,
Jersey
but when,
City.
Wait, but when are the dates? When are the dates?
The first one, Forest Street, was a day ago. Shot in the back was 5 hours ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Person shot twice on the street was 21 hours ago. He asked me when the dates were. Women killed after she jumped from Jersey City high-rise building. Dang.
Whoa, what?
Jersey City.
And you're laughing.
Jersey City men sentenced to 36 years in prison for murdering teen girl 2 days ago.
What? Oh,
man stabbed multiple times.
All right. That's enough. That's enough.
Ask him.
That is crazy. Right.
We're going to play another song, and then we'll come back.
That's crazy.
And then we'll come back with actual headlines.
God bless America.
With actual headlines.
We're praying.
We're not going to talk about Jersey City or Trenton.
Jesus Christ.
They're a great city. You should visit them.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to play more music. We got more Morning Commute on the way, so stay tuned. Happy Monday.
I'll let you know that
now. Man. What is the company called?
Orbital Media.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I was focused on the chili.
Orbital Media.
Because I thought about the first thing. The first thing I thought about was the remember the Peruvian Puff Pepper episode of Drake and Josh?
Oh, yeah.
So if it's going to be like that, I'm all
oh
of it.
Oh, my gosh, the chili, yeah.
Come on now.
You're trying to be on the toilet like.
No, I.
On your phone? February 11th, 2023. Make sure y'all tap into that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good event. I'll be there.
Are you tasting or making chili?
Nah, I'm tasting the chili. I'm not making the chili.
We was talking about this, what, yesterday? When, like, you're about to start tapping into your chef bag.
Nah, yeah, I was saying that. I do have to cook just so that, like, people know that I can cook.
Just let me know when you're cooking. I'll come over.
And I'll make my wings.
Yes, yo. Vaught wings.
I don't know why I assumed I was going to cook over there. Nah, your wings are fire.
Nah, they were definitely fire.
I'm going to make, like, I'll make, like, some mac and cheese or something, but, like, the homemade, like, with the eggs and all.
Okay.
We'll be waiting.
Make something real black.
We'll be waiting.
Yeah. Y'all maybe collard greens.
Some pig feet or something.
I make collard greens, but like the thing is, chitlins, if I make collard greens, like, that's a whole day affair because I got to really get the collard greens. Like, I'm not getting the Bruce's.
Who?
Y'all want fat
you know when
man,
Bruce makes man. The collard greens in no. the container?
No.
You never seen a can of collard greens?
Actually, I don't like collard greens, so that's a
you don't like collard greens?
Not like that. I would eat
what
them.
What about cabbage? I don't like cabbage.
No. I don't like cabbage. No. Cabbage don't, cabbage, it don't no. You can't digest cabbage properly. Like, your stomach's just not built for it.
No. Some string beans, though? Come on now.
String beans.
I'm not a string beans guy.
String beans is good. When it's
when
like
you put, like,
right.
some turkey or something in
turkey
there.
Turkey necks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, you're
come
black.
From church and you see that
he
bowl in the
dude
pot.
Too, though, right? Yeah, you love chili.
Oh, no. See, you lost me
hocks, everything.
All right, see, that's a little too... All right, that's a little... Oxtails is cool.
Oxtails is good.
Them,
mad expensive.
Okra corn and maters, you ever had that?
No.
Oxtails
I'm
mad
I'm invite y'all over
everybody
to
listening
that's
not black is tuning out right now.
I'm just...
Maybe they're writing that recipes.
What is...
They're definitely not.
Okra?
What is that?
What did you just call him?
Wait, but y'all never had okra, though? Just okra.
No.
Like, no fried okra, no regular
I've never
okra.
Had okra. I never had hogs and mogs and...
You know what?
It's hog maws, not hogs and maws.
Man, I ain't had none of it.
I had some Haitian food recently.
Haitian
I've been tapping into that bag.
That jollof rice and the wait, is that? Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Yo.
I'm sorry.
Nah.
My friends are about to kick me down.
No, jollof rice is Nigerian.
Yeah, I know that's Nigerian. They are about
Haitian.
This is the second time.
Nah, you know what the other day?
No. We're not talking about this.
The other day.
We're not talking about this. We're not talking about this. We're not talking about this.
The other day, Chab said.
We're not talking about this.
I said my barber.
We're not talking about this.
My barber just got back from Africa.
Oh, my God.
Chab said, what you mean? I said, oh, yeah, he just got back from Ghana. Chab said, Ghana's not Africa.
Oh, my God. Bro, he's not going to let
that
one down.
Haitian jollof rice.
Chap has been like, you've been throwing out a lot of crazy stuff lately. People
let
looking at you.
Down. They
you
are the looking
Haitian,
at me.
You got the last week you had the gay community looking at you.
whoa. The gay community were not looking at me.
Now you got the Haitians and Nigerians. Go ahead. It's time for what's on your mind. Explain what happened.
What's on your mind?
No.
Explain what happened.
Bro. We're going to do this.
No, explain it. Explain what happened.
Oh, my gosh. So we're sitting in the BCC, right? And we're having just a conversation. All of a sudden, a friend of mine just was like, didn't you just kiss Vaught? And like, it just got mad quiet. And I'm like, hold up, because we're not finna do this here. We're not finna do this. I did not kiss Vaught. So this is the video that he saw on our Instagram at CommuteBNR. Play that, Vaught.
Damn years. After the why are you staring at me like that?
Yo, I was trying to catch up.
Did you see him?
Oh my God. Such a big lips. Anyway.
Hey yo, bro. First of all, you was
cheating
doing,
on me?
After you was doing what you was doing with Chab earlier, I don't want any parts of your lips.
And good thing we don't have that on camera.
We should've.
We do. Oh, or the hand holding?
No, the making out.
Oh, the straw? That is on camera. It was on live, actually.
Oh, yeah.
People probably live. Screenshotted it.
They definitely did. I also reposted it on Team Pre.
Oh, yeah, you definitely did.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, all back right. to the topic.
That was just a great moment.
Okay.
I had to.
UNITY. But so I
G-A-Y.
Wanna...
So...
You are G-A-Y.
Right?
Canceled. Let's just make this clear. Full disclosure that this is all for content, okay? This is all for content.
It is.
We love brother love.
It is.
But it never gets that far, okay? We both,
hands on the video, though.
Shut up. Me and Vaught have wives that we attend to and we.
Tend to.
I feel like
we love them
to
very
each other.
Dearly and we would never, ever, ever break that trust.
I don't know. Bella and Aria done seen us do some crazy things.
Bella and Ari are blind, okay? For all I know right now.
They've seen our love flourish.
I feel like you've done a lot of
Aria more so.
Illicit touching.
each other.
I feel like you've done some illicit things. Let's talk about what y'all do in y'all dorm room, okay? Because I saw on FaceTime last night some unspeakable acts.
Whoa. First of all, I wasn't even there last night.
Uh-huh.
First of all.
It was a dark room. Vaughn was laying on a bed, and I heard your voice nearby.
And it sounded real groggy. You know how girls like that? Good morning. Like that sleepy voice? You know girls love that.
Nah. No way. You just.
Yeah.
Chad, how'd you hear this?
No way. Wait, why were you on FaceTime? You FaceTimed too?
We were on the phone last night.
Oh boy!
Is it not okay to be on the phone?
But while
we were there,
but while we were,
you were definitely
that,
there.
Wait,
we were
that
there.
Did actually
laying
happen.
In his bed. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa!
That part.
You always take it a step too far,
bro. I heard you.
Oh my god!
It was going squeak squeak. I heard the bed.
First of all,
it was like ear, 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 and then you just stopped talking all of a sudden. I was like,
oh.
Okay.
First of all, I'm sick of you. After you've been rubbing thighs with Vaughn consistently at all different angles in front of the Sable girls at that.
Whoa. Wow.
That was that day.
Come on.
In front of Bella and Aria been exposed. The Sable girls.
You don't even try to hide it.
Exposed? What they been exposed for?
They're in here for all of us.
Exposed too.
They've been exposed too.
To us.
Yeah. Y'all expose yourselves to them.
They've been in here for all of our, what's the word? Not shenanigans. What's the word when you're...
Lovemaking.
No.
Whoa.
That's not the word I'm thinking of, but yeah, we'll go with that too.
All I gotta say
is... I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of. What's it,
fornication? I'm not a part of the gay community.
Fornication?
I'm not...
For all of our fornication.
No!
They've seen all the...
Why?
Oh, God.
That's how Vaughn had chat the other night.
Do it again.
That's what me screaming.
That's actually a clip that we have from a previous show.
Chocolate stank.
We actually have a clip from BNR After Hours.
Do it again, Aria.
I just know once we leave this semester, I'm going to need serious therapy. Serious therapy. But I just want to...
You're going to be the patient?
No, patient. I just want to put it out there. I am not part of the gay community. Vaughn might be, Nick definitely, but not I, okay?
Nah, you're crazy.
That's full disclosure. Full disclosure. What about you? Are you part of the...
I'm not part of the gay community.
Okay, see, Vaughn's not a part of the gay community. Well, Young Wolf, we don't need to ask
you. You are G-A-Y.
Yeah, no, I'm not gay.
Nothing against anybody. I'm just not.
No, yeah, I don't go nothing against them. I'm just, we show brotherly love in different ways.
Exactly. Bro, why we can't be like,
we really
cool?
Just, like
why
love.
Bros
we
can't really have
just
love
made
for
the
each other?
The sound effects of having, of making love on air.
Like, we'll come into BCC and the bros will hug.
You said, what about like, BCC?
And like, the girls will just be like,
oh, when we hug?
Yeah, like, why we just can't make it normal
nah, cause you
for
notice,
bros to hug?
Because you notice too, we be having to like dap up. The dudes that hug the girls, like, you can't just hug everybody. Otherwise,
yeah.
They look at you crazy.
Why I can't walk into BCC, slap Chap's butt, and be like,
wait,
game, baby?
Hold up, because that's where we draw the line.
You didn't say nothing about it last night.
Bro, what are you talking about? We were on FaceTime. I didn't see you.
In your dreams, you did.
I did not. I'd rather see Freddy Krueger than have you in my dreams slapping my behind.
So because you'd rather have me in person.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air. You know what? I'm gonna talk to Rob Taylor because I don't think I need to be in here no more.
Well, get in line.
We need to be separated.
Get in line.
A restraining.
You know, just so you know, this is a safe space. We accept you as you are, and all your gayness. You better strut like you mean it. Free your mind.
I don't want to touch your hand no more.
No more. Hold my hand.
Vaughn, get off of me!
I like it when he fights back.
You just love screaming Vaughn's name, don't you?
You know what? I'm going to make a call. We're going to go to news, and I'm going to make a call, okay?
We are going to go to news, actually.
Well, yes. Before that.
I'm going to news.
Before that, actually, Vaughn.
You're coming out?
Chap wanted me to play this song in honor of you. So.
I never said that.
Are we ready? He said
but
that.
But what song is this?
He said that. Are we ready?
Sure.
Arsha, baby.
I just want to get you. I'm going to commute on Grateful Radio with Vaughn Leak and Just Chapman.
Come on. Good morning, baby.
We just, we went to go speak to God during the break.
Yeah, after that last bit, after the last segment, we have to go have a convo with God.
And God said, chill out.
Now we got to go.
Yes, repent.
Repent on the altar.
Amen. When I do face God, he will.
I don't know what you face God is about to be.
First of all, you
moment.
We're not doing this. Anywho. UNITY. Actually.
Yes. Black History Month coming up.
Black History Month is coming up, man. Yes. I don't. I'm doing anything to celebrate? Like
just being black.
That's right.
Being black. Amen.
As opposed to, so what do you do the other months?
Still be black, because we're black every day. Black History Month is every month, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I get 2 months.
How do you get 2 months?
I technically get 3, because Hispanic Heritage Month goes from September to October.
Yeah, but do you speak Spanish?
Si.
Let's hear some. Say, I love morning
commute. Do the morning commute intro in Spanish.
Ooh. Yeah. This is a good challenge.
No, if you don't sing when I want you to sing, why do I have to speak in Spanish when you want me to speak in Spanish?
Because I don't claim to be able to sing.
Buenos dias. I don't know how to say birds. We'll get there.
So you don't speak Spanish?
He's going to learn.
I just don't want to.
That's okay. One day you'll come in and do it.
I will. Cinco de Mayo. Oh. I'll do it then. What?
Right.
No, I'm just. It's not gonna take me till May 5th to learn it, but I will do it on May 5th.
Are we on May 5th?
Yeah, that's like our second to last show. Or like when
is it
like
a Monday?
A week.
Cinco de Mayo is on a Friday.
All right, well I'll do it May 4th.
Cinco de Cuatro.
May 4th. Oh, we are on Thursday.
What you?
I mean,
say?
Cuatro.
Nah, he just said Cinco de Cuatro. That's 5 or 4, fool. Yeah.
Nah.
I speak better Spanish than
that's
that.
That's what you are.
You didn't say it though.
Cuatro de Mayo. All right.
Cuatro de Mayo.
Let's get the headlines. As you just heard him be in our news, Tyree Nichols, the world has heard about this tragic incident. The young black man who was brutally beaten by Memphis cops in Memphis, Tennessee. Videos were just released on Friday. And if you haven't heard of being, if you didn't hear BNR News or you haven't heard of this story, which is crazy. I don't know where you are if you haven't heard this story or what you're watching or listening to. I was literally at I was at a lounge this weekend and I like they were on the news. Jesus. Yes, it was on the news. He's a 29-year-old black man who was beaten. Excuse me. He was wrongfully beaten, pepper sprayed, and tased by 5 Memphis police officers. And yes, I know what you're saying. This is another case of white cops being prejudiced towards black drivers. Or black people. However, in this case, all 5 of the cops were black.
All 5 that were convicted.
Yes. All 5. We'll get to 5 that. Of the cops that were convicted were black. So let's give you the rundown. Nichols was stopped on January 7th at an intersection. He was driving home, and one of the officers approached the car with gun. They approached with guns raised.
Which is already red flag.
Yeah. First of all, you can't pull me over without, like, a reason. But they pulled him out the car, and they pretty much beat him senselessly while he was lying. Like, while he's lying on the ground, he never once fought back. He never once... Like, if you watch the video, apparently you can hear him constantly asking, what did I do, and saying he wants to go home. He was then pepper sprayed and then tased. He ran, and then when they caught up to him, they beat him even more while officers held him up and continued to beat him. And throughout all this, like I said, Nichols never once, like, you know, resisted. He, I don't want to say was compliant, because, like, he was subdued. But, like, he didn't do anything to, like, one, to deserve this, and two, to, like, continue to get beaten.
Right.
And then he died, unfortunately, tragically, 3 days after in the hospital from his injuries, leaving behind his four-year-old son. I know you said you watched the video, Chap.
Yeah, it's very depressing.
For my own mental
that.
Health, I did not watch the video.
I'm not gonna say don't watch it. I think everyone should watch that video because we need more awareness and we need to see what's going on. And I know we had this conversation before about like recording like tragic events like this, but that's the only way people's gonna know what's going on. You can tell it and it can be a word of mouth thing, but like no one's gonna understand that impact. No one's gonna understand the grief and everything that's going on in that moment until you see it. So, like, of course, I heard the story, and like I said, it was, you know, cops beating another guy.
No one's going to begin to understand it.
Okay.
Because nobody will understand it unless they're put in that position.
Right.
Or understand that fear unless they are a black man in America.
Agreed. So when you see that video of, like, them literally pulling this man out the car, he's lying on the ground, and they're literally beating him senseless while he's just like trying to figure out why. First of all, I don't know why they pulled him over. They never said that. But like from what I seen on the cam, the cop cam, whatever you call it, that like they literally just stopped him at the light and they're like yelling at him to get out the car. So I don't know if he was like on the run or something, or like he did something drastic. They never said
he wasn't on the run.
From what it looks like, they pulled him out like he was just escaped out of jail and like they had to get him back.
I'm not going, honestly, because I was just about to say, you know what, I'll go with whatever the articles are saying, but I'm not going to go with what the articles are saying, because the articles are not telling us about the white cop who was there,
yes,
who tased him,
yes,
and didn't get convicted.
So clearly in that video, if anybody watched it, it's on YouTube, and it's on NBC, and like I said, it's like 26 minutes of like just craziness going on. But the person that's...
26 minutes is absurd.
Yeah. And it's a compilation of like streetlights and cams from the body cams from the cops. But the first body cam that you see, it's a white cop holding a gun. Where's the white cop? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
There's also EMT people. EMT people that's there. No one helps them until the last the 24 minutes into the video out of that 26. Where were they? Nobody helped them. He's literally lying on the car, lifeless. Well, yes, lifeless. I'm gonna say lifeless. He's still alive then, but he looks lifeless, and no one's helping him.
Because they don't care, dog.
No one at all. When is this gonna stop?
The fact that we're having this conversation about a black man, another black man in America, like I said this to Young Wolf this morning. I was just like, it's so unfortunate that Ben Crump will never be out of a job. Because Ben Crump is the guy who's dealt with the Trayvon Martin murder and the George Floyd murder, Breonna Taylor. And the fact that like every year or two, we just find another reason to see Ben Crump in the headlines is just crazy. The fact that like we have this show has existed for 3 years. And the fact that I've spoken about a number of these incidents that like I can't even tell you how many anymore, it's just crazy. And the fact that the justice system, which is, first of all, I think it's crazy that their slogan is to protect and serve. But, you know, the fact that us as black men have to be scared senselessly, sleeping in our beds like Breonna Taylor was, or driving home like Tyre Nichols was, or at the ATM like George Floyd was, or... I forgot what Ahmaud Arbery was doing. Like when things like just doing day-to-day things in our lives, that's effing scary.
Yes.
Like people,
I'm scared to get pulled over.
I'm scared to be a black man in America. And I hate to like, you know, bring the tone down, but it's true. Because some of these people are as young as you and I are, Chap, yes, and Wolf, and
yes,
you know, like I just don't understand. And another conversation that I wanted to start was the fact that these five black cops got indicted and convicted in less than 3 weeks.
Yes.
First of all, the white cop didn't get indicted or convicted, but...
How long did it take? What's that,
it
that
doesn't,
guy? Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, it took years. Derek Chauvin, it took over a year. Months. So we know that the justice system works when it wants to work.
Oh,
we know
absolutely
that the justice system is able to convict people ASAP and do like work when it's supposed to. But why are only now the five black cops getting convicted? And why does the justice system never work this quick when it's white cops or white people in general?
You know, I really didn't want to say too much because I don't really have much. I think y'all did a great job of, you know, explaining the situation. I'm just gonna say this at the end of the day, you know, with everything that we've seen, I think that all I can say is that, you know, the Second Amendment is there for a reason, and I challenge all of my black brothers and sisters to, you know, look into that, and I'll leave it at that.
What irks me the most is there will be people that will try to justify this every time. Every time something happens like this, it's like, oh, well, they could have did this, or it was because this, or this is protocol. And I, by all means, I respect officers. It's their job. And I'm not going to say all cops are bad, because they're not. But there are bad cops. And there are people who abuse the law. And we just, we ignore it. It's sad that we come to the times where we just see that's normal. Oh, somebody just got beat. That's, you know, wow, another day in America. Which is sad. It shouldn't be like that.
Completely right.
So our condolences, thoughts, and prayers to the family, especially that four-year-old boy, Jesus Christ, of Tyree Nichols.
This is crazy, man.
Yeah, he's a four-year-old son.
This is crazy.
Condolences.
Praying for our country.
And seriously praying for justice to be served.
Yes. On to other news. New York City has been seeing a drastic increase in rat sightings lately. And it's gotten so bad that people are afraid to walk on the sidewalk because the rats are walking with them. Last year, the city health inspectors documented over 60,000 rat sightings, which doubled from the 30,000 in 2021. And they're saying this is caused by increased activity on the streets since the pandemic, because no one was on the streets, and construction, digging into rodent burrows. Others are blaming garbage. If you go to New York City, you'll see a lot of garbage on the sidewalks. They're blaming that as a reason to why all the rats are coming. But Mayor Adams has started a Get Stuff Clean initiative in November, worth $12 million to hire 200 new sanitation workers. And in December, he said he's going to hire a citywide director of rodent mitigation with an annual salary between $120,000 to $170,000. This is crazy because, we all know, like, New York rats are crazy. But, like, now to the fact that, like, you walk and it's, like, right there with you, like, you know, it's crazy in Jersey City.
Huh. Tell me about
Because, you know, we're right across the water. Downtown.
The Holland?
Huh?
The Holland? Is it the Holland or the Lincoln?
The Holland.
Okay.
But downtown, there has been an increase in, like, rat sightings.
I was just in New York on Saturday. I didn't see any rats. I think I've seen like one rat in my time in New York. And I go to New York quite often. But I've seen so many videos of like, yeah, people walking down like escalators or like the subways and stuff. And the subways is more understandable. So now the fact that they're like on the streets.
Bro, it's this video of this lady in the Bronx. And she's recording. And you just see the rat runs across the floor. And I think there's one in her closet. And she has kids. So they're literally on the bed. And, like, she's trying to, like, keep them away, but you hear them, like, in the kitchen, like, just scurrying around. That's crazy.
That's crazy. And this man, Eric Adams, be doing everything but his job. He was over there at the Drake concert, dabbing up Drake. He was over there in Texas looking at the little wall they built over there.
Somebody else in charge not doing their job. What else?
Yeah, like, but he over there having fun. He got his ears pierced. Like, what are you doing? Come on, Eric.
He got his ears pierced?
Yeah.
He a pimp.
Hey, look, if you see him at the Drake concert.
I got a little more respect for him then.
Yeah, he went and got his ear pierced. He over here just, like, having fun. He using the mayor title to just do whatever he wants.
Every time he speaks, it just reminds me of, like, an old uncle at a cookout just, like, spitting. Just
trying,
like,
to be young, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you be out here, like, do your job, bro. I get it, you want to have fun, but do your job.
Yeah, just because you have a title don't mean nothing. Do your job.
Yeah, come on, fight these rats.
Fight something. Do something other than just sitting around.
I think he's doing something.
What?
But, like, he's not hitting the necessary thing. His priorities are all out of whack.
So you're saying he... Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
Nah, say it.
Never
go
mind.
Ahead.
Say
it. Nah, go ahead.
You're open book, right?
People waiting.
I'm good.
Okay.
I just don't understand why people fight to be in positions of power. And take the power and do everything but the stuff that needs to be done.
Because that's politics. That's
is
politics.
It though? Yeah, I feel like it's becoming more common, politics. More and more every single day.
That's why I have a problem with voting. I vote.
I feel like
but at the end of the
day, lives.
We get
we have no say in
promises.
Anything.
We don't. We
People
don't.
Tell you that you have a say in things and you don't get to say a thing.
But please vote, people. Don't listen to
Of course, him. Vote. I never don't said don't vote, but I have a problem with voting.
What is your priority straight?
Because when election time comes, they make these broken promises that they're not going to keep when they get in office. It's like, we're going to help this. We're going to help that. Bot it out. Let's partner with this. Then they get in office and like, well, we don't have enough money to do that. And we can't really do that because this is going on right now. And we're going to work on the next campaign because we need to get elected again. So that's why I don't mess with politics like that. And that's just my general opinion. But let's move on, because we can talk about that for hours.
Yeah, I could talk about that all day.
Yes.
Hours and hours.
Mm-hmm. Mooney Long.
Hey, yeah.
Word to Mooney.
Whoa.
That's not what I meant by that. I was not on that.
I'm just saying. Nah, because that usually. Nah, getting his ears pierced, though, that's gangster. I'm not even going to lie. I wouldn't be mad. I'm not mad at somebody who has power and is going to get their ears
I'm
pierced.
I'm not mad at getting your ears pierced if you do.
But if you just
job.
If you sit around not doing anything else, not helping anybody you're supposed to help, then
you can't get your ears pierced and then go see Drake at the Apollo.
Right.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was going to. Speaking of artists, let's talk about Mr. West. Mr. Ye West. He's back in the news because he's a suspect in a battery investigation after he was shown on video throwing a woman's phone. He was taking his daughter and his now wife, who he secretly married, Blanca Sensory, to dinner when he had some paparazzi photographers following them and then snapping photos. In some of the videos that surfaced online, Ye is, I don't know how he calling him that. Kanye? I mean,
his name is Ye.
You're right.
It definitely
You're
is
right.
Ye.
Yeah. You're right.
It's Say his name.
Ye is speaking in the videos to a photographer, and in the middle of the road, he just says, "Stop, just stop, bro." He frustratingly stated in a newly surfaced video, it's like antagonistic, you got the shot, it's like you don't even know, y'all just jump up on people like this. We have a clip from the video that we're going to play of Ye. Ye, is it Ye West?
Yeah, it's
is
Ye
what
West.
It is? Okay. We're going to play a clip from the video.
Is, y'all going to end up giving all celebrities percentage of our image. We're going to take control of our image. Right now, y'all get to shoot us, but I have to pay. I'm going to change that.
It's a good idea, but I'm not against that necessarily.
Yeah, I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm saying it's just like right now, it's just really one-sided. You guys can follow us. You guys can stand out from the hotel at any given time. You don't give us any percentage of what you're making off of us, off of our kids, and I'm going to change that.
I got a couple of views on it. One, if it wasn't for candid photography, there wouldn't be history of celebrity. You know?
You know, NFT people get paid in perpetuity on the product that they put out. My image is a part of something I should get paid on. We all gotta make money together. It's more people in the world, it's more money in the world. Let's all make money together.
It can't be
a one-sided thing. That's where it feels like vulture-like. It's like, look, if I'm just with my kids, I say I want you to shoot me, then that's something y'all gotta respect as a man, because we can get that money together, but we gotta have a conversation. Just because the laws are allowing that and celebrities don't have rights, I'm gonna make sure that we get our rights. We're very important. We have promote brands. You know, we real people though also. You know, there's times that
But at the same extent we're reporting news, you know.
Yeah, so how do y'all feel about that? Like being a celebrity, he's basically saying like they need a cut of like all the photos and like stuff that paparazzi take of them.
He needs
like a percentage, because he's basically saying you're using my name and likeness. So I deserve
I hear
like,
you,
royalty
but, like, you
from
gotta
that.
Expect that as a celebrity, especially with somebody like a billionaire like Kanye, somebody of the same like stature as him. I don't think, man, like right. You can't really get it. Doesn't make it right, but I'm like, you can't expect money or compensation or like residuals from every single person that takes pictures and videos. What the hell is that?
Right.
I feel like that's proper. Like technically, he's right. Like if you take pictures of somebody and you're using it to write an article and use it into clickbait and to make your living. You're making your living off taking pictures of me? I'd want to cut too.
I feel like respectfully, like that's how you're getting money though. They're pushing publicity of your name and likeness.
Yeah. Not at Ye's point.
We all
got
to make our own hustle somewhere.
Not at Ye's point. If you're like up and coming or something, yeah, but at Ye's point, he's not really gaining much from being on somebody's.
Yes, he is. Tabloid. Relevancy.
I don't think Ye could go on Instagram and post whatever be just as relevant as whether or not the shade
was. Of course.
That's why I'm saying not at that point.
It just adds to the flame.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that
like,
I
get it
that.
Might not be as important, you know what I'm saying? But like it still adds to that fire.
I understand his mindset is all I'm saying. Like I do get it. Like you want to get paid because people are using your likeness to make money, to make a living for themselves.
Right.
I'm not mad at wanting to get a cut out of that.
Well, that's all we got for headlines. Oh, goodness. All right, I need to shake the negative energy off. We got more Morning Commute on the way. Stay tuned. Happy Monday. Wow. Yum, yum.
Shannon, well, I don't know.
Morning Commute, Brave New Radio, Vaunt League, Justin Chapman. Good morning. Hey, I just want to put this out there. If you're a William Patterson student and you're bored tonight between 6 and 10 p.m., come to Ballroom A.
Yeah.
Ballroom A. What's happening, you ask? I'll tell ya. Silent headphone party. We're going to be out there. What?
Just the way you said
it. Oh, silent headphone party. Yeah. Young Wolf, tell the people.
Yeah, so between the hours of 6 and 10 in Baltimore, there will be a silent headphone party. There'll be three different stations, one of which being Brave New Radio. So come by. There'll be free food, refreshments, you know, shout out SAPB.
Explain silent headphones, because I didn't understand the concept for a while.
So it's a silent party because there's no, like, big speakers playing all this music. Everybody has their own personal headphones, and you can listen to an option of three different stations that are playing different types of music that, you know, may pique your interest a little more, so you can kind of tap through the three different stations.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to a silent headphone party.
They're actually pretty funny to look at, but enjoyable if you're in it.
I just want to see the silence when I walk in.
No, see, when you walk by, it's going to be a little funny.
It'll be like chatter, like little like commotion.
I feel like it's going to be people trying to sing.
Not even. It'd be like low-key silent. Like, really? Or like people will be singing different songs, but it's active. It's active when you're there, because it's cool, because you get to be like, oh, what song's on your station? You hear somebody like bumping
it. My heart out.
You'll hear somebody bumping a song you like, and you're like, oh, let me flip to that station.
Ready to ride. Would it be wild?
Why would somebody be playing that? On what, bro?
Why would I need headphones while I'm listening to that? Would it be wild if I just, with like Brave New Radio, just play, if Morning Commute did play during the 4 hours? I think that's what we should do. The screaming segment from earlier.
To tell your lovers and friends, Usher, John, and Luda about to do it again.
You know what that reminds me of? Have you seen that video with Michael Jackson and Oprah? When she was talking, he was just like going on. And she was like, Michael?
Michael?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Steve. Sorry, what are you saying?
It's okay.
We love you.
Nah, because you started it. Nah.
What?
Nah, he started singing it, and then that song is fire. I couldn't ignore it.
The joint that you played earlier?
Lovers and Friends, huh?
Yeah. Good stuff. You want to listen to it after this?
No.
Hey, why not?
Hey.
I mean, y'all are lovers and friends.
Can I get a hoya?
Hoya. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. I made my statement earlier.
Chat, what you get into this week, King?
This week, I get my teeth pulled. So I'm finna be swollen. Whoa. Pause. My mouth.
You're
getting
what pulled makes you swollen?
My gum's finna be swollen. Whoa. No. We can't say that. But yeah, I'm getting my teeth pulled. So stay tuned for that. I'll record a video for you guys to see how it is.
I don't think we ever actually established whether or not we'd be here on Thursday. At first we said we wouldn't. Then we were like, maybe we will. So, look at you, King.
Why didn't you just ask?
Because we're on the air and we don't discuss these things. Sorry.
You know what's great about my dentist?
What's up? What's great about your dentist?
They actually listen to Morning Commute. So you're like, oh, we didn't know your appointment was at 9. So we're going to push it back a little bit to 11.
Oh.
Like, okay, so I am here. Hey. I am here.
Regular time, regular day, everything.
But after, I'll be getting my teeth pulled.
Is your dentist like a family friend?
Yeah. Yeah. They love Morning Commute.
I love
that. That's
dope. Shout out to your dentist, man. Go get your teeth pulled from him. Her? Him?
Her.
Her.
Ooh.
Go get your teeth pulled from
her. A lady
her.
Dentist.
Yeah.
She'll put you to bed. I mean, to sleep, sorry. To sleep.
Whoa.
To sleep is what I meant. She'll put you to sleep. To sleep.
Whoa there.
That the timing of that, yeah, too, you could have got him in a lot of trouble. Right there.
We could just rework it.
Wow.
She's listening live.
We cannot rework
it. You just extract the audio. Word to my brother.
Do it in post.
Yes.
So due to me getting my teeth pulled, we will not have the function on Friday. Did y'all listen
Hell
on
no.
Friday?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I was here. I listened a little bit.
Yeah. That playlist was busting.
No, it was.
I was gonna tell you this. I need you to start making your show like playlists. Like I just want your playlist like on Spotify or something.
I do.
Well, you don't post them.
I don't, but they're like on. I say it every week. That's on my Instagram.
Well, I don't listen. How am I supposed to know that?
Well, listen.
If I listen though, then I don't need the playlist, dummy.
And if you want to hear it later.
Hold up, because he want to fight. Hold up.
If you want to hear it later, he's got a point. He's got a point though. If you want to hear it later, even if you listen.
That's why we tell people at the end of this show, listen to us on pod platforms. But we say that.
And
I say that
at the end of the phone. I say that during out the show and at the end.
Regardless though, I'm not going to know that if I don't. Okay. If we also post our episodes
I'll post it. I think I did post it on my story one time, but I don't think you might.
I don't think you did.
I'll post it right now.
Wow.
Do it.
If you are looking for it, it's on Spotify. I only have it on Spotify because I only have Spotify.
That's fine. I only use Spotify.
But all you have to look up is the function with Justin. They all come up.
Unpopular opinion. Hot take.
And I'll post that story right
now. Wolf, are you an Apple Music guy?
Yeah, big time.
Ew. And that's why
I use both, though. You like what you like. Because I use Spotify for the show.
Of course you'd be two-timer.
Wow. Wow.
You can follow me on Instagram at VontLeak, VONTLEAK. Follow my late night show's Instagram at VeryLateWPTV. New episodes coming very, very, very soon. Mm. And, you know, keep up with me. There's always something coming with Big Leak.
I auditioned for that show and they didn't take me.
Wow.
Have you seen you?
Probably high requirement. Anywho, you can find me at I Am Young Wolf or at It's Team Pregame. You can listen to the pregame Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.
This Friday, for that show as well.
I don't care. This Friday is the rehearsal dinner. I'm getting married next week.
Woo!
Yeah, me and Hava.
Who's the officiant?
Faith.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you know.
Faith.
Yeah, exactly. God. Right. We got to get married under God. So, yeah, me and Hava getting married. It's a whole thing.
Why don't we have a morning commute wedding?
Y'all can get married.
We'll talk offline. All That's right. legal, right?
Nah, don't do that. She's like 20.
Okay.
What? Oh, Hava?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would
she? We're in college.
They're really young.
We're in college.
There's people married at 16, my guy.
And we're, yeah.
In the Amish country. Come on now.
Nah. No. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Where do people.
Don't try to. You tried to Kells me. That was insane. That was insane.
Now look at her. Now look at him.
He's the midget from Trapped in the Closet.
All right. Do we have any more comments for our slap?
Tell people where to follow you, fool.
At Justin Chap. Follow me now.
And we also didn't plug our own show. You can follow us at CommuteBNR. I'll be posting clips up there, episode highlights, random pictures. If you missed out today, you want to catch up or want to listen to us again, because why wouldn't you want to listen to our angelic voices? Apple Podcasts, Spotify, GoBrave.org/morningcommute. All that is there for your listening pleasure. And it is pleasurable.
Yes. All right. Von, take us out with some morning motivation.
Listen, and listen closely, because I needed to hear these words this week. Sometimes God closes doors because it's time to move forward. He knows you won't move unless your circumstances force you. Trust the transition, because God's got you. And with all that being said, please stay safe. Have a blessed week.
Good morning.
Thanks for listening to Morning Commute.
Like what you heard on today's show? Listen to all of our episodes available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at GoBrave.org/morningcommute.
We'll be back on Thursday, 8 a.m. sharp. In the meantime, follow us at CommuteBNR on Instagram.
Catch you on Thursday.
Peace.